98.7 FM Santa Barbara and worldwide on the web at www.kpfk.org. If you believe in radio not sponsored by corporations but sponsored by you, the people, please call and make your pledge at 818-985-5735. That is 818-985-5735. Peace and love.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and on the web at kpfk.org.
Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett.
Welcome once again to another edition of the Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. I am, of course, your host, Sonia Barrett. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always, and for supporting KPFK, supporting this show, supporting the overall station, supporting all your favorite shows as we are in Fun Drive at this time. And so those of you who are tuning in, I want to make sure that you do keep your dial tuned to 90.7 FM. If you are driving, just all you got to do is just listen. And some of you are probably on the internet, probably on your phone. Welcome once again to another edition of the Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. I am, of course, your host, Sonia Barrett. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always, and for supporting KPFK, supporting this show, supporting the overall station, supporting all your favorite shows as we are in Fun Drive at this time. And so those of you who are tuning in, I want to make sure that you do keep your dial tuned to 90.7 FM. If you are driving, just all you got to do is just listen. And some of you are probably on the internet, probably on your phone or wherever, but we are also streaming at kpfk.org. So thank you for being there. But as I said, we are in the Fun Drive and we are excited, as always, I think, to just bring you new ideas, new tools, new concepts that are life-changing, because that's the whole idea, is to present information. And I think all the shows, in some way, in some format or another, are there to present information that perhaps you might not readily gather on your own. And this is why we're here. So here's a quote that is relevant in all times, but right now it's a great reminder. So the quote is, it's a quote from Buddha. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep the mind strong and clear. Well, more than ever in today's world, we need our minds strong and clear. We need our bodies at the most optimum level of function. And so that quote is very significant if we were to personally really take it in into our minds and process it according to how we are handling our lives, how we are taking care of our own bodies and minds. And today's topic is really going to be about, let's see, the benefits of both a healthy metabolism and also about purifying the blood. Two very important factors here. And our guest today, who better to talk about this but Dr. Romeo Brooks, founder of Roots Nutrition and author of Body Intelligence. Many of you are familiar with him. He's one of our favorite guests on the show. So I'm definitely happy to have that chat with him again today and to see what new he has to share, what new information that he can share, particularly in today's time. So I'm not going to read too much of his bio, but for those of you who might be new to Dr. Brooks, as I said, he is the founder of Roots Nutrition and author of Body Intelligence. He is also a retired firefighter and emergency medical technician, an EMT, and that was for over 32 years. And basically, his quest for knowledge in the field of health was initiated after his father passed from emphysema and his mother from a blocked intestine and kidney failure. As a result, Dr. Brooks studied to become an iridologist, a natural hygienist, and herbalist, and earned a PhD in naturopathic medicine. And of course, he also created a line, a wonderful line of products. And of course, that's where Roots Nutrition comes in. So without further ado, I'm just going to bring him in. I'm going to say welcome once again, Dr. Brooks, to the Expansion Zone.
Thanks, Sonia. Glad to be here as always.
Yes, happy to chat with you, taking time out of your busy day to get on your cell phone and talk with us. That could not be in the office right now. So this is really great. Well, you know, I think, as always, I'm trying to figure out, okay, where do we want to begin? But I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to say this, and then we can go launch into other things. Now, as I said earlier, we're talking about metabolism, and we're going to be talking about purifying the blood. Right now, there is it's a little bit like the elephant in the room, and I don't feel that it's being talked about as much as it should be because it's so relevant, and it has to do with body weight, fat, and of course, it's going to connect then with metabolism, sluggish metabolisms, and so on. So, you know, what do you think, Romeo? Where should we begin with that? Because that's the heart of the matter in a lot of situations.
Yeah, we have to move. I mean, for the past year, of course, most people have become stagnant. I mean, it's a global problem now. You know, most people are staying at home and they're sheltering in place. And what does that do? You know, I tell people all the time, no movement, no improvement. I mean, if you think of stagnation, you know, you go hiking a lot, Sonia. You went this morning, as a matter of fact.
I did.
Well, imagine going by a stream that's stagnant. What do? It collects mosses and ferns and trash and leaves and algae. You can't even drink from that stream. You can't at all. You know, even in the Bible, Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is the blood. So when the blood is not moving, when it's not circulating, when you don't have tissue perfusion, and you can't get this blood that carries oxygen and nutrients to every other cell in the body, you're going to have a problem because now the cells can't do their job. You see what I mean? So
right.
Circulation and life and metabolism, everything. Metabolism just means change, changing fuel to energy. And none of that stuff can happen if you can't move. And people have just become stagnant. Well, now it's been over a year and a half. People have become stagnant. They've slowed down. I mean, of course, they're picking up and they're moving out and they're getting and starting to move around. But we got to play catch up after a year and a half. And so, and that's not to say, okay, let's just get up and start running every day. We just have to start increasing our movement. So I tell people all the time that exercise is a physical or mechanical way to increase your blood flow, lymph flow, and nerve flow. And so, you know, it's a simple thing to do. You know, walking is good. Walking up a hill is even harder, like you do, walking up these mountains. And it's always time over intensity. And so you can gradually progress and gradually increase the intensity. But everyone can start. I don't care what your age is. You just start. You got to move.
And that's so crucial to now. And I'm emphasizing that it's so crucial because of how all of this stagnation, non-movement, overweight, all ultimately affects how our immune support is working. The immune system is, you know, it's a whole system that's moving like a well-oiled machine. And I think that really is something that we should look at and not just sweep that under the rug as insignificant. It's so significant to health, period.
Yeah, it's our defense mechanism. It's everything. You know, I tell people that immune cells are like any other cells. You know, your cells eat, they drink, they breathe, they poop, they get pissed off like you do. You know, all the immune cells have memory and imagination. They literally have consciousness. You know, they think and deliberate every single day, and they have to make decisions based on what you're really allowing them to do. So if you become stagnant, well, think about it. There's almost like 3 to 4 times as much lymph fluid in the body as blood. And that lymph fluid is a viscous fluid. It's really much thicker than blood, but there's no pump for the lymphatic system. So while the heart pumps and circulates the blood, if you're not literally moving and increasing your metabolism, you got this lymphatic system that slows down. And then you can get lymphoma, everything starts. It's the sewage system of the body. It's the immune system, it's the sewage system, it's the lymphatic system. You know, they're almost synonymous, if you will. But you have to move. There's no getting around it. I mean, I know someone that actually needed a hip replacement and they didn't want to get the hip replacement. So, of course, that slowed them down. But then after not having the hip replacement, then they became wheelchair bound. So that really slowed them down. So now they become stagnant and not ambulatory, not moving around. So now they got to have a pacemaker to move the blood. You see what I mean? You see how
one thing. It's a domino effect.
Yes, that's exactly it. And we take it for granted.
And that what you're explaining, I know firsthand. Let me just say that. You and I have had this conversation in the last day or so, but I know firsthand. I have seen this firsthand with my cousin that passed in March of this year. It started out with her knees. She, I think, needed possibly a knee replacement, and it got worse to the point where she could hardly walk around. So that meant she was walking less and less and less. And eventually, then she started developing, I think, circulation problems and then heart problems. So she ended up with a pacemaker and a fibrillator. And then she got, you know, diabetes. It became this whole domino effect of the system gradually functioning at minimal capacity. I think everybody can really look at that picture. Just get a picture in your head of that, this machine, how that could happen. I could say, yes, you know, she passed of, you know, what we have going on right now, but the condition of her body made it difficult for her to do what the body naturally does, which is to repair itself.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Everyone knows basic physics, you know, Tony, physics. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. A body in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. So if you become stagnant, it changes everything. You become stiff. Well, think about it. There's nothing wrong with your arm. You can put a cast on for 7 days and you can be down to 30% of your strength. What does that tell you? Just become stagnant. Don't move. Don't move. Your joints start to atrophy. I talk to a lot of like bus drivers and Uber drivers or whatever, and truck drivers. And they have a tendency, because they sit in that position for so long, they know how stiff they get. They actually almost want to get frozen in that seated position. And they're wondering like why they feel so bad. And I tell them, look, whenever you stop, you have to move. You have to jump rope, kick away that stagnation. Because, I mean, you know, we can talk about blood flow, lymph flow, and nerve flow and that stagnation. But it's not just stagnation there. It's stagnation in the mechanics of the body. You know, the tendons, the ligaments, the cartilage, the connective tissue, you know, and the cells themselves. You know, anything that doesn't move is going to get stiffer. And it's, you know, we live in this ocean called gravity. So we're always in opposition to gravity. You know, to get up out of bed, you have to resist gravity. You know, to stand up from a chair, seated position, you have to overcome gravity. To bend over and pick something up, you overcome gravity. But, you know, it's been said that, you know, when astronauts went into space, you know, of course, it's zero gravity. So at one time, you know, they were losing 15% of their muscle and bone mass with just 2 weeks in space because there was no gravity. In other words, there was no resistance. And so if you're not having any resistance in your life, which some people don't want, but believe me, if you don't have it, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah,
you have to resist something every day.
Right. Absolutely. And speaking of resistance, yes, I do a lot of inclines, but those inclines that going up a hill, that's serious resistance, because now my lungs are having to work more and my heart, and then there's more blood being pumped. But it's the whole idea of blood flow coming through to the face, to all parts of your body. And it starts to show. It starts to show up. People don't know why you look so great, maybe. But hey, the body is being fed.
Absolutely. Well, you know, You know what I always say about your lungs, respiration. Of course, we can go without food for a while, water for a shorter period of time, oxygen 4 to 6 minutes. And most people don't realize, you know, by the time you're 40 years old, you can lose 20% of your lung capacity just from shrinkage, and not just inactivity. This is just normal living. By the time you're 70, you can lose 40% of your lung capacity, your tidal volume. Because if you're not deliberately creating an oxygen debt, you're losing it. And then if you're deliberately being stagnant, you're going to lose more than that 20 and 40%. Because, you know, we always heard the phrase, you know, use it or lose it.
And it's, oh, that's course, a true phrase.
It's true. And that's, so that's across the board. I mean, oxygen, think about it. It's your blood that's carrying your oxygen. So if you don't move your blood, you're not carrying that oxygen. And if you can't breathe, think about your cells. Your cells are like you. Remember I said your cells eat, they drink, they breathe, they poop.
Intelligent.
They excrete waste like you do. Of course they are. So they have to have what they need in order to do their job. Just like if you didn't eat or whatever. If I put you in a bed, there's nothing wrong. It's just like when you go to the hospital, you see people that are just lying in bed. And they get those decubitus sores just from sitting there. You know, the sores, bed sores, as they call it. Just lying, you have to rotate them or rotate them. Why do they rotate them? Because they're trying to move this stuff around. It's an external way. You know, even when people need physical therapy, what are you doing? You're trying to get them moving again. You have to have someone external to yourself to literally move your joints, move your body, turn your leg this way, that way, lift it up, turn it around, because you want to increase that range of motion because it becomes limited. But think about it, when you just deliberately don't move, oh, you're talking about a domino effect that just, it takes place so fast, you wouldn't believe it.
And for people who were already having maybe weight issues before all of this started, now just think the stress and the fear, because fear creates so much stress. Now, yes, your body is coping with both situations, with a body that could possibly be overweight. And sometimes people aren't overweight, but they're not in good health. So, you know, and then you've got the stress that compounds this. And here goes the clarity of mind, which is the quote I read earlier. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep the mind strong and clear.
Yes, the body is the expressed image of the invisible mind. So, you know, this I always say. And so if your body becomes stagnant, of course, your thinking, your mind is going to become stagnant. That's exactly what it is. And I tell people all the time, you have to move it. You have to, you're talking about metabolism. That's change. That takes energy. Think about it. Just the normal processes of metabolism, you know, respiration, digestion, circulation, elimination.
It requires energy to
oh, yeah, work. Exactly. So you're always going to expend some energy. So now if you're not producing energy, you know, I always say that energy is equal to the life that's in your body minus the obstructions. Well, listen, put it this way. Say if you live 5 miles down river, okay, and you depended on me to put this basket of food into the river 3 times a day so you can eat. Okay, but one day, you know, a tree falls in 1 mile up river, a tree falls in. I don't know it. You don't know it. But I'm putting this basket in there 3 times a day like I always did. But now, boom, the basket hits the tree and just a few things spill out. So now you're trying to survive off of the few things that spilled out because now the river becomes stagnant. So you're living off of less and less. And if your cells are living off of less and less, they can only do less and less. And here comes this domino effect. So, you know, your lung cells, they take in, you know, oxygen and pass it along to the blood and the red blood cells carry it. But think about food, nutrition. Everything has to be carried through the blood. And so when you stagnate, you're slowing everything down and you're living on less and less. And I'm telling you, you're going to feel it. It's going to show. Why do people feel sluggish? You know, why? What is overweight? That's just expended energy. And I want to piggyback on what you were talking about with the stress. Stress is a euphemism for fear. You're afraid. And what does fear do? It creates cortisol. And what does cortisol do? It pushes the sugar into the bloodstream. Why? So you can fight or run, that whole fight or flight thing. But who are you going to fight or run from sitting on the 405 freeway? are standing in line at the bank. So now the sugar spikes insulin. Insulin, you know, stores it as fat. It's the fat-storing hormone. And so now you gain weight and gain weight and gain weight. Why? Because you're stressing. You're taking in more calories than you're expending. Then you're burning off. Then you're metabolizing, if we say it that way. And then because you're stressed, it's compounded. And that's what it is. It all comes back to that. We got to move and we got to relax. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, right?
Yeah, exactly. You've got to move and you've got to relax, you know, and it's true. You do both. I do both. I'm moving, but I'm relaxed when I'm moving, because it's like, yes, when I'm hiking, I'm out there with purpose, but at the same time, I am enjoying the clarity of mind that I feel in that moment. And I'm more creative, more thoughts come to me. But, you know, based on some of the things that you were saying about metabolism, I just want to go back to this part about it with the liver and this whole processing that happens, particularly for women over a certain age in particular, how these fat cells get formed around the belly, around the waistline. And I just wanted to bring that up, because now we go back again to what you're saying about metabolism, not being able to, you know, break down the food, the spleen not doing what it's supposed to do. Again, the domino effect. So if you want to elaborate on that a little bit, because hormones, liver has everything to do also with our hormones and this whole fat system that we end up struggling with.
Well, yeah, I language fat as just potential fuel. You have all of this excess fuel. So say we got in your car, we're going to go to San Diego for the weekend. So we fill up your car, we fill up the gas tank to where we can't even get any more in. And we get on the freeway. And as soon as we get on the freeway, we're like, oh my gosh, Romeo, the traffic is too heavy. Let's wait for it to die down and then we'll take off. So you pull off the freeway and go right back to the gas station and start pumping gas. What's going to happen? It's going to spill over into the ground. So when you get in all of this fuel, you know, you take in this food that you eat and you don't metabolize it. You don't burn it off. It spills over into your body as adipose tissue, as fat. In other words, if you drove all the way to San Diego, you can afford to put some more fuel in and then you can drive back. But if you don't utilize it, if you don't metabolize it, I'm telling you, it's going to sit on your body. And that's what it is. And I tell men, because, you know, men, they'll come in with the belly fat and everything and their libido will be down and they're trying to wonder what to do. And I'll tell them, you know, it can be estrogen dominance. You know, they have the gynecomastia, the man boobs, the belly fat, the prostatitis, the prostate cancer, their libido is down. And they'll try to go get hormone replacement therapy. And they don't know what all that belly fat is called hyperaromatization. That belly fat will actually turn testosterone into estrogen. Mm-hmm. So even with the hormone replacement therapy, they're really not helping themselves because they're still going to convert it to estrogen. And you got to metabolize this stuff. You got to be lean. You know, everybody has what's called a body composition. You know, how much fat you have, the lean muscle tissue. And, you know, I always think of the African Bushman, maybe at 86 years old. He can be ripped up with six pack and muscle belly, striations, definition. You know, what is he doing that we're not doing?
Well, moving.
Exactly. I'm telling you, I've been to Italy 5 years in a row, of course, except for last year. But, you know, my daughter lives in Florence, and of course, he lives like 3 miles from the city center. So we walk 3 miles to the city center. We walk around probably for 3 miles, and we walk back for 3 miles. I was there for a month. And I tell you, I had pasta, pizza, panini, wine. I had everything. I'm confessing. Yes, I did. When in Rome, do as the Romans, right?
Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself. When in Rome.
But I was there for a month, ate everything, and I lost 7 pounds. I said, oh my gosh.
You were out walking. You talked about this already, but I'm just gonna put a real, what do you call it, like a star against this, because I sit at my desk and a lot of people are sitting at their desk, and there is a difference between the blood flow. It's like you're cut off half of the way, like in between, like we don't think about that. Yes. How the blood flow is not quite going through the same, because there is this cutoff where we're sitting, what's getting to the legs, what's coming up towards the heart.
Well, yeah, you know, we all understand that, you know, in the fire department, you know, we go on a dead body and you see the, of course, postmortem lividity, you know, you see where the fluid, where it all stagnates. In other words, whatever position they were in, you can see where the pool stagnates. But here, let's say it this way, because most people probably understand this. You know, as a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with someone with pedal edema, swollen feet, you know, swollen ankles.
Right.
Why do they have swollen feet and ankles? Because they're not moving. They're not circulating their blood and the fluids in their body. So gravity, of course, pulling everything down, right? We know how we get older. Everything starts to drop. If you don't get the resistance, so now you have all this fluid. You've seen women with legs look like elephant legs.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, they have that pedal edema, you know, swollen feet, swollen ankles. And, you know, she doesn't have that much right now, the lady I was talking to, but
mm-hmm. It could get there if it got out of control.
That's where it starts. Like we were talking about earlier, the domino effect. Well, we kind of look at it and go like, oh, well, it's not bad. And we go on and continue doing the same thing. We're going down that same path. Yeah. Well, think about it. How do we get to the elephant legs? We didn't start off with elephant legs.
Nope.
We started off with a little swelling. Oh, I have a little swelling in my ankles. No big deal. You know, like we do in, you know, our community. Oh, a little sugar, you know, a little pressure. It's like, it's not a little. It's the beginning of something.
It's and the you beginning have to stop of big pressure. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the beginning of that.
That's it. I mean, I tell people, and we're so far behind the eight ball now because of the stagnation and the last year and a half that we've gone through. We have to determine in ourselves. We have to commit. We have to commit to moving. I've seen older people, you know, that can still do the splits, you know, can still do martial arts. They can still do all of these gymnastics, even and different moves. Why? Because it was something they just continued to do. It's not like it's magic. Yeah, we think it's a phenomenon. We think it's like, oh, my gosh, how did they do that at that age? Or people look at me, you know, 66. How was he able to still run with these millennials, these people 25 to 35 or do this or that or whatever else? It's well, because I'm doing it.
I know. It's like, how am I doing it? Because I'm doing it. So this is a good spot now for me to really begin to tell folks as to really how they can assist KPFK with a pledge, with a donation to the station. And you've heard everything we've been talking about at this point. And what I have for you is this pledge pack. It's the fat burner and blood purifier pack. And it's for a pledge of $175. And here's what's in it. Dr. Brooks was kind enough to really kind of put this together. We talked about it, what we needed to do, you know, today, what we'd like people to hear about. And so this pack includes the power purifier, which is it purifies blood and anti-inflammatory, which we've talked about, but we're going to talk about that some more too after the break. And the power metabolizer burns fat and stops sugar cravings. For those of you who are like, oh my gosh, look, I can't stop. So we've got that. And then we've got the power cleanser. And we're going to talk about that because it cleanses the colon, the kidneys, liver, spleen, blood, and all of that. And the fat burner increases metabolism, burns fat, stops sugar cravings, curbs appetite, and preserves lean muscles. And the blood purifier purifies the blood and is anti-inflammatory. Anti-carcinogenic and has anti-tumorous properties. Major, major stuff. So for a pledge of 170, I forgot. There's one more thing, actually. One more thing. And for those of you who were not able to attend the workshop Romeo did, we're including it in this pack. It's the True Keys to Health Detoxification Workshop. It's an hour and a half workshop, and you'll get a copy of that. You'll get the video and you'll get the audio. So this is an incredible pack for $175. 818-985-5735 is the number. 818-985-5735. It's the fat burner and blood purifier pack. 818-985-5735. Now I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off, and we're going to talk about some of these tools that are in this pack that is being offered. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this brief break.
Support comes from Art Don't Sleep and Jazz Is Dead, presenting the 9-piece jazz funk collective Ghost Note on June 30th at Lodge Room in Highland Park. Headed by snarky puppy percussion duo, that's Robert Sputt Seawright and Nate Worth, Ghost Note is known for the bold and in-your-face live performances, offering a fresh take on Afrobeat, hip-hop, psychedelia, and more. For more information and tickets, visit jazzisdead.com.
Hey, this is Wanda Sykes, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. And if you like to shell out a few bucks, you know, keep us up and running so I can have nice conversation in a cool voice like this. Pick up the phone and call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Thank you.
And we are back. Of course, we're coming to you from KPFK 90.7 FM in Southern California and also streaming live at kpfk.org. You're listening to The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. That's me. And of course, my guest, Dr. Romeo Brooks. And we are talking about metabolism and blood purification and movement and everything that actually is necessary to keep the oxygen flowing in our bodies, to keep us going, to keep us moving. And you heard me say right before the break that there is a pledge offer right now of it's $175 pledge for the Fat Burner and Blood Purifier Pack, 818-985-5735. The Power Purifier, the Power Metabolizer, and the Power Cleanse, and the workshop for it's an hour and a half workshop. You'll get a copy of that if you missed it live. So, all right, now Dr. Brooks. All right, so now let's talk about these products. Whichever one you want to start with first. We've got the Power Metabolizer, Power Purifier, whichever one you want to start with first.
Okay, well, the metabolizer speeds your metabolism, burns fat, stops your sugar craving, curbs your appetite, gives you energy, preserves lean muscle tissue, and gives you more mental alertness. So you're going to be moving us around. Like I said, metabolism is everything. And if you're not metabolizing, well, think about how some people say, oh, I have a slow metabolism. What does that mean? They're not changing that food, that fuel, to energy. And that's what this is always about. Remember, I always saying an abundance of health, energy is an abundance of health. Sickness and disease is an energy crisis, and a total absence of energy, of course, is called death. And so we need energy. And the way we get energy is by converting food to fuel. And so we do now. And there are things that we can take, and that's what the metabolizer does. It just automatically increases your metabolism. Doesn't make you nervous or jittery or shaky or anything like that, like taking a Red Bull or a Monster drink.
Bad idea.
No. I mean, that's just, you know, firing off your adrenal glands and make you all nervous.
Stressing your body like out.
Yeah, right. No, I take them in the morning. I can just go. I can just literally go all day and go right through the day. You know, sometimes after lunch, we get that sluggishness. We have a meal and we pass out because, you know, all the blood is going to the digestive tract, you know, to break down that fuel. But, you know, when your energy is up and it stays up, sometimes you can go right through lunch. You don't even have to think about it. Some people say, I didn't even want to eat. I had something, I had a drink for breakfast, and I just went right through lunch. It's because when your metabolism is up, you don't have to keep eating and eating and eating. And that's what the metabolizer does. Of course, the purifier, you know, it purifies the blood. It cleans the blood up. You know, a lot of times, you know, we'll take in a lot of toxins and acids and foreign foods, things that shouldn't even be called foods. But just like a contaminated river, well, yeah, you want the river to move, but you want to clean it up at the same time. So you want to get that stuff out. And so like the liver, you know, is like a big chemical factory that tries to neutralize all of these bad things that we can either eat, drink, breathe in, put on the skin, or inject into the body. However it gets into the physical domain, you know, we leave these contaminants in the body, and you want to help to clear those out. So it takes a lot of the pressure off the liver, and that's why you purify the blood. And then, of course, the cleanser is you want to clean out that entire intestinal tract. You know, from your mouth to your anus is 30 feet. You have so many twists and turns and convolutions and pockets in there. And to not clear that out is just going to be a problem, because everything else filters from there. It's like the hub of the body. Think about it. You can cut off both your legs and arms and still be alive. Put it this way. Every health challenge you will ever have in your life exists between your mouth and your anus. How about that?
Pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. So you got to clear that out, get the good stuff in, get the bad stuff out. Speed up your metabolism, purify your blood, and I tell you, you'll be dancing a jig. It'll be like a whole new life. And of course, moving just adds to it. So now you got something that's going to nutritionally increase your metabolism, and then adding that mechanical or physical mechanical movement is going to also increase it as well. So you want to work with the body and not against it. And so having someone working it both ways from the inside and the outside is the best way to do it. And that's what happens with this package.
And also, you know, going back to the metabolizer. Okay. So what I was looking at when you were talking was, we talk about burning fat, and you were saying how some people, you know, they're taking it and they just suddenly realize they don't really need to eat that much. Now, is that also because the body in the metabolizing process is also starting to use some of that fat that's there? Is it starting to burn some of that as fuel? I'm just wondering.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's why people have the excess fat, because they're not burning the fat. I mean, think about it. Muscle, you know, the mitochondria, fat is burned in the mitochondria of the muscle cells. So think of the furnaces of the muscle cells. So you can add more muscle to increase the number of furnaces, or you can turn the furnace up, right, to burn even more fuel. So that's what you're doing. It's taking the furnaces that you have and turning them up so they burn more fuel. So if you're burning more fuel, you don't have to eat. Think about it. Most people have enough fuel on their body to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
They just add more to it anyway. You know why? Because it's time to eat.
Yeah,
not because they're really hungry. It's time to eat. Well, we
the habit.
Right. We eat when we're happy. We eat when we're sad. We eat when our team wins. We eat when they lose. We go out to dinner and eat because we're trying to cultivate a relationship. You know, we eat at funerals. We eat for any reason we can think of.
It's like a we Netflix tribal and chill, response.
As they say, we Netflix and eat. We eat because we love to eat. And I get that. But if we can metabolize that fuel that we eat, oh, we're going to feel so much better. When you eat and don't metabolize it, it slows you down. You become stagnant. Everything slows down. And I tell you, when you feel it, that's exactly what they call it. Sluggishness, overweight, constipation, you know, drag, no energy. What is that?
And mental clarity is like gone.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you got to get blood to your brain. What's not, if gravity is pulling everything down, you know, we think of the extremities, like there's something called anemia of the extremities. You know, some people have cold hands and feet, anemia of the extremities because they're not moving their blood. Well, you don't think of your head as an extremity, and it is in direct opposition to gravity. You know, you're like, what was I thinking of? What was I trying to do? What did I come in this room for? Think about it. Your head is an extremity and it's above gravity. So everything is pulling away from there. So to get everything metabolized, yes, you're going to have more mental alertness, more clarity. Everything changes. I'm telling you, I mean, from the time you take it, you're like, oh my gosh, I never knew I could feel this good.
Wow. It's like, you know, we talk about ketosis, and which really is about getting the body to begin to burn fat as fuel, as opposed to a lot of carbs, a lot of carbohydrates. And it kind of reminded me of that when you were talking about this metabolizer.
Yes.
You know, because it's not necessarily that you're going to go do a keto diet, nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying this package is helping the body to do what it naturally wants to do anyway.
Right. Because the grains, think of the GPS, grains, potatoes, sugars, you know, starches, grains, potatoes and starches, of course, turn to sugar. And so sugar spikes insulin, and insulin, of course, is a fat-storing hormone. Insulin moves the sugar out of the blood into the cells so we can have energy. But any excess is going to store in the body as fat. And so the body knows what it's supposed to do. That's why I wrote the book Body Intelligence. The body knows what health is, but you have to assist the body in where it's going. You don't want to work against it. That's the whole thing. So yeah, now with the metabolizer, your body can just start burning more fat naturally on its own, start burning up that sugar. Because think about it. If you don't burn up those starches and sugars, they're going to be stored as fat. So your body has to do something with it. As soon as you consume it, your body's got to do something with it. You know, why can't I, like, think of a sprinter? You know, he's going to be lean, lean muscle tissue, lean, all of that. Why? Because they're consistently burning that fat. Their body composition, they have more lean muscle tissue compared to fat. Well, it's not magic. You know, nothing's magic. It's all physics and chemistry.
Yeah, look at the Olympics with the runners. They were all, I mean, they're all fine-tuned machines. I mean, they didn't have any excess fat on the body in order for them to move as fast as they needed to. All the sprinters, all the runners. It's just amazing to look at the physique.
Oh, absolutely. And then it takes me back to the African Bushman who's 86 years old, that's ripped up with all these muscle bellies and striations. Well, because people always try to relegate things to age. Well, I'm getting older. I'm supposed to get fatter. All of these things are supposed to happen. You know, gerontologists say all of these things are supposed to go on. And we buy into it as a culture. You know, I call it a cultural hypnosis. You know, we think at 40, this is supposed to happen. At 50, this will happen. At 60, at 70, at 80. And it's like, no, I don't buy into that. And you don't have to buy into it. And the reason why we buy into it is because we see it. And everyone is going the same way instead of saying, well, wait a minute, this doesn't happen in every single culture on the planet. We can do something differently. I tell you, look at all of these slim Italians. I was always wondering, it's like, you know, how did I lose that 7 pounds and eating all these things in a month? Because I was just moving, you know, and they do put olive oil on everything, which is a fat, which is a better burning fuel. Because see, fat, the olive oil doesn't spike insulin like grains, potatoes, and starches do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, taking in more fat. So, you know, even on my salad dressings, this may be a little off point, but I put olive oil, a little Himalayan salt and pepper on my salads, and that's it.
No, it's not off point. It's all part of this, because in taking this pack, well, you want to know all of these other tools, all of these other factors involved to make everything the most optimum function as possible. So absolutely. And you get that, you know, you get that water in there with, you know, with doing this pack and the cleansing. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm familiar, of course, with the cleansers, his power cleanse, because it works. And we have to keep that colon clean, particularly now. It's really important that we give the body a fighting chance and support it. So this is for the fat burner and blood purifier pack for a pledge of $175. Again, you hear what's in it. It's the power purifier, purifies the blood, and it's anti-inflammatory, which is really important. You know, people get an inflammation all the time, pain, this, that. The power metabolizer burns fat and stops sugar craving. The power cleanser, and also the True Keys to Health, the detoxification workshop that Dr. Brooks did not so long ago, or an hour and a half, and some of you may have participated in that. And we want to give that to you. So we want you to have this complete package, feeling like you have the support that you need and the motivation and momentum to go ahead and to look fabulous. And if you look fabulous already, hey, you can only just keep adding to that to sustain that, to maintain it. So 818-985-5735 is the number, 818-985-5735 for a pledge of $175. The fat burner, just ask for the fat burner pack. Just say, I want to donate, but I want to do the fat burner pack. And you're assisting the station in so many ways to help this show to stay on the air and all of these other shows. So it's really a donation. And again, this is a thank you gift. That's what your pledge, this pledge is about. This is the thank you gift. So Romeo. Go ahead.
Let's think of the cleanser as something to remove the obstructions, the occlusions, blockages, adhesions, encumbrances, and constipation from the body. Just think of that like that. That's what the cleanser does. It's going to remove all those obstructions and occlusions and blockages, which, of course, takes away from your energy. Think of the purifier as just cleaning up the blood, getting all of this waste and stuff, trash and leaves and algae and crap out of the river, the bloodstream of life. Think of that. And then think of the metabolizer as, you know, we've slowed down over the last year and a half, but and we can want to move and want to do something, want to go exercise or walk and start challenging ourselves again. But we just don't feel like it because we've been sitting for so long. So the metabolizer will give you the energy, think about it, an incentive in a physical way to want to get up and start moving again. And so it's like a catalyst, it's like a jump start. So when you can take the metabolizer and now you have energy, it says, well, I do feel like walking now. I do feel like climbing up the hill. I do feel like, you know, moving around, jumping rope, doing some squats. See, you have to kind of, when your body feels like doing it, you'll have a tendency to want to do it. But if your body doesn't feel like it and your mind is kind of like, oh, well, I'm telling you, the metabolizer will make you want to work out. It'll make you go.
And, you know, and when you were saying that motivation and the fact that some people have been just kind of sitting and now you want to be motivated, I think we have to keep remembering how the human is designed for habits. We're creatures of habit. We are creatures of forming different patterns. And so many people have now formed the habit of non-movement. And that's how we wire ourselves that way. Now you can't get yourself to get out and move again. So now with this pack, with everything that we're saying, Dr. Brooks is sharing, you're creating a new habit. That's how we have to think of it. We are reprogramming ourselves. And these products are helping you with that reprogramming because you're getting the motivation and the momentum to create a new method, a new way of operating. And I find that very important because we operate off of habits, whether it be a belief system or behavior. We are habitual creatures. So let's create a new habit then.
Absolutely. And you got to move your body. It's the vehicle that you have. I mean, everyone knows, let your car just sit. What if your car just sat for a year and a half? Trying to start that puppy up. Well, the battery wouldn't even work. Yeah. Everyone knows that. We just don't think of our body like that, as this vehicle that we live in to carry us around for as long as we're on the planet. But I tell you, the metabolizer, I had a lady in the Inland Empire. She took the metabolizer. She has this 2-story home. And she said she cleaned up the house top to bottom, everything. And she went outside and she just happened to be looking at the grass. And she looked over and saw her husband's car there. And then she went out and washed the car, which she never does. But she just had so much energy. It's like I always think of a colt, you know, a newborn horse. And because they have so much energy, they're just bouncing around and jumping around. You know, kids come into my studio and they just, in this open space, they just start running in it. They start moving in it. They start jumping on the trampolines. They start getting on the machines. It's because they have this an abundance of energy. And we lose that energy over the years, and stagnation works against it every time.
You're not kidding, boy, because I've seen my grandchildren. And, man, you could get, if you followed them for a workout, you would be in great shape. Because they're jumping from one spot to the next and they can't stay still. So it's like, wow, this is right here. This is a gym teacher right here or a workout instructor. They're doing all of that. And to think we all used to do these things, you know, we all used to function that way. And you know, Romy, I think more than anything else, I think like the stress of life, I think survival, I think it's more the mind, it's more the mental thing, the psychological things that we've dealt with that really cause people to slow down or to decide to sit and to just eat, you know, sugar and cookies or whatever. It's the stress of life.
Absolutely.
Makes us get into that place.
Yeah, it is. And we're driven by it. I mean, it is. No one wants to feel anxious and worried and depressed and sad, but it affects the body. You know how I say in my book, a thought goes into the body at the speed of light. Now, what is that thought? Is it an acidic thought, an acid thought? Well, we don't realize we think those acid thoughts, and it just shifts everything. And acid makes everything thicker, makes the blood thicker, makes things congeal, things don't move anymore like they're supposed to. And we have to. I said, like, during this whole time, this year and a half, I tell you, I hung out with these millennials, these kids from 25 to 35. And we would play kickball for two hours at the park. You know, we play flag football. You know, we went up to Lake Arrowhead and camped out. I mean, we were doing something every day. We'd go up to the street called Valley Ridge. This is a real steep street off of Stocker. We'd run up that street. We put bands around. We just played. For this whole time, over the last year and a half, we just played. And that was the best thing in the world. Where everyone was staying at home, we just said, nah, we're not going to have it.
Right.
Let's just go out. Let's go do this. Let's go play flag football. You know, I got flags, you know, at my studio. So we just picked teams and we did everything. Everything you can think of, we just did it. We just had fun all the time. I mean, and because it was, you know, we played Pictionary, which may sound funny, but so we stimulated our minds as well. You know what I mean? So, absolutely. You know, when you're having fun, Your body joins in with it.
Yes, it's invigorating. It's invigorating for the whole system. It's stimulating for the whole system as opposed to living in survival, living in that state of survival. I was that nutty person. Yes, 5:30 in the morning, which some people would probably see those videos on Facebook. You know, 5:30 in the morning, I'm like, boom, I'm like out, and I'm on that trail, and you know, I'm with myself, but at the same time, there is a charge and an excitement and a stimulating feeling that helps to keep me away from being so focused on what's going on. My body feels good. And to me, that's huge. And my mind, got to get those two going. Now we got just a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to one more time for a pledge of $175. You can support KPFK and this show, The Expansion Zone, and all the other shows that you love by pledging $175 for this fat burner and blood purifier pack. And the number is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. You know, you can gift, like anything else, you can gift it to someone that may really appreciate it, or maybe you can gift it to them and also let them listen to this show as well, somebody that you care about. This is really, really important. This is how we take our power back. This is how we show that we're being completely responsible for ourselves. This is how we love our bodies, and to say that, you know, I am going to do whatever I need to do to take care of me. I can't rely just on what other people are saying. What can I do for me? And that's what this is all about. So 818-985-5735, pledge of $175. You get the power purifier, the power metabolizer, the power cleanser, and the download for the Keys to Health detoxification workshop that we have. 818-985-5735. And real quickly, is there anything else you want to throw in? We've got seconds.
Sure. Listen, KPFK listeners are smart. I mean, that's why they listen to talk radio. They're already smart. So you want to make your body smart again. And like I said, I just hung out with these millennials. And like I was saying earlier, we play flag football. We play kickball. We play capture the flag. We were just having fun. We were out in the ocean. We went to my house on Lake Arrowhead. You know, their book's called foresting now, like walking through the trees and stuff. You know, well, we didn't know anything about foresting.
We're already doing that. Hugging trees. That's what you have to do.
Or earthing and all that kind of stuff like that. You know, walking barefoot. It's like everyone knows you calm down and you feel good when you go to the beach. You get those negative ions. My thing is, you know, get this package for your health and have fun. Don't even think about working out. Play out. How about that?
Have fun.
Just go and do something. Go to the park, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go hiking, get with some friends, and just have fun. Just do that. That's all you want to do. And when you make it fun, you don't think about how you're moving your body around. I mean, I was vigorously capture the flag. I didn't realize how energetic it was.
Wow.
But it's trying to go and get the flag on one side, and they're trying to get the one on our side, and we're just...
Romeo, you get so excited, but now we're out of time. Now we have to go see how he gets. He gets all into it. Now he's ready to play flag football again. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Romeo Brooks, once again. Thanks to our listening audience. Thank you for your support of KPFK. Thanks to our engineer. And do check out theexpansionzone.com for the archive of the show and all other shows. And my website, therealsoniabarrett.com, my YouTube channel, all of that, Facebook, etc. Again, I always remind you to live life to its fullest and question everything. Until next time, see you then.
Host of Democracy Now!, in-depth news coverage is becoming a rare commodity in today's media landscape. There's a straightforward reason. It's no longer profitable for commercial media. Serious journalism is expensive. It takes time to prepare. It requires a large and talented team of researchers, reporters, editors, and producers. That's why listener-supported news and information on KPFK is more important than ever. We continue to bring you comprehensive coverage from skilled, dedicated journalists, because you continue to support the work we do here all year round. Please continue to support KPFK, all the vital work that's done at this Pacifica station. Call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK, and join the KPFK Sustainer Circle, or you can give at kpfk.org. Thank you.